Looking for more than just pain relief? At Ability Chiropractic, they help your body do what it was designed to do, heal naturally. Their doctors focus on spinal and nervous system alignment to restore balance, energy, and overall wellness. From infants to grandparents, families across Columbus are discovering that true healing starts from within, not from a prescription bottle. Experience what natural healing can do for you. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
CODA salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of CODA's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use CODA Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on CODA. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
Welcome to the podcast, Tuesday, 17th of December, 2019. Joining us today, we had Dan Betts, the CEO of Hummingbird Resources, ticker HUM. Also on the podcast, we had Edward Dawson, CEO of Prospects Oil and Gas, ticker PXOG. Francesco Gardin, who's the chairman and CEO of Clear Leisure, CLP, also joined us on the podcast.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Join me today, I have Dan Betts, CEO of Hummingbird Resources, ticker HUM. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Thanks for having me, Abraham.
And very quickly, for investors who aren't familiar with the company, could you give them a brief introduction to Hummingbird?
Hummingbird is a gold production company. We have a mine in Mali in West Africa. We started an exploration company with a project in Liberia that we still own and are looking to develop. But our focus recently has been on operational delivery at our mine in Mali.
Right. And news out today, you've increased the reserves there. Could you take us through what happened?
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, Hummingbird has had It commissioned the mine, started production nearly 2 years ago, and then it's had some well-documented operational challenges at the end of last year. So our focus has been on overcoming those, which I'm happy to say we have done. And we've had three consecutive quarters of good, solid production. But in dealing with overcoming those challenges, we took our foot off the exploration program because we didn't have the cash. So I'm pleased to say that we'll be restarting that in the new year. And also we've done our reserves from some of the work we did last year, and I'm delighted to be able to announce those to the market today with a significant uplift from our existing reserve base, which extends the mine life further into the future.
So what have the reserves been increased to, and what were they previously?
So when we commissioned the mine, we had just over 700,000 ounces of reserves, and in 2 years of mining, we've processed approximately 200,000 of those 700,000 ounces of reserves. So today we've effectively increased the remaining reserve base by 32%, by a third, which will allow us to produce a five-year mine plan based on open pit reserves from the start of 2020. So it's important to differentiate between reserves and resources. Reserves are ounces that are in a mine plan, fully costed, that we believe will be produced. And outside of that, we still have significant resources and upside and potential to expand much further. So if you look at Hummingbird's rapidly strengthening balance sheet and reducing debt position and cash flow generation, I think Hummingbird's going to be in a much, much stronger position next year where we should go net debt free. And obviously now with these reserves can show a solid five-year mine plan.
And you've reiterated your four-year guidance. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah, sure. At the start of the year, our guidance was 110,000 to 125,000 ounces. And then the challenges I mentioned earlier meant that the first 4 months of the year were massively down on production. So I think to be able to meet our guidance and not change it is actually it's a monumental effort and a great result by the team. If you'd asked us in April, it was going to be a huge challenge. So 2 weeks from the end of the year, I'm pretty happy to be able to say that, you know, barring any absolute catastrophes, we will be meeting the guidance. So, you know, that's a great result.
As always, we ask CEOs to give three reasons to investors to add them to their watch list. Could you give us those three reasons really quickly?
Yeah, sure. Well, with these increased reserves today, obviously extending the mine life in Yanfolila significantly beyond the debt repayment period, which will happen largely next year, that's one massive reason. Secondly, obviously the strengthening balance sheet and the cash flow generation puts us in a high margin position, which is pretty unique, very leveraged to the gold price. That's the second reason. And I think the last 8 months have shown that the team has really grown up in terms of operational delivery and proven recovery. So I'm really happy to see that. So those are three good reasons, I think.
Dan, thank you very much for coming on today and taking the time to speak to us.
Thank you very much. Thanks a lot.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Joining me on the podcast today, I have Edward Dawson, CEO of Prospex Oil and Gas, ticker PXOG. Thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you for having me.
Very quickly, for investors who aren't familiar with the company, could you give us a brief introduction?
Prospex Oil and Gas is a AIM-quoted investment company that invests actually primarily or solely at the moment in the gas sector in Europe.
Amazing.
We have a project, producing project in Romania. We have 1/6 of the license in Italy. And we have another project in Spain called Tesorillo Project, which has great exploration upside. And today we've announced the acquisition by a subsidiary of ours of a power station with associated gas.
Yeah, tell us about this power station and the asset.
Well, there's been a strong history of Spanish exploration in the area. Repsol and Chevron were there in the 80s and 90s and made various discoveries on the block that we're getting into. They've, in 2002, started producing from the discoveries that they had, and they drilled 10 wells, seven of them from the 80s onwards, and they all found gas in them. It's shallow biogenic gas, and they built a power station. It's capable of generating around 60,000 megawatts of electricity a year, and our plan is to drill up, continue producing gas and electricity today, but in time drill up these 13 prospects that have been there for a long time on seismic and get things back to being fully utilized and more.
You mentioned there's revenue indicated. Can you tell us about profitability and upside of the asset?
Yeah, firstly dealing with profitability, we've not guided on that today. We would like to get it in sort of 25-30% range. Number of the costs are sort of fixed in terms of, you know, generator hours and things like that used and easily doable. Long term, as I say, we believe either one new modern well or maybe two wells can get this thing utilization up from 22% to be fully utilized, but also in time look to export gas to the Spanish national grid that goes across our block.
Amazing. And what can you tell us about the upside of the asset?
Well, we have an independent report published today as well that has 90 BCF across a number of prospects. They are described not by me but by international standards as very low risk because of the historic discovery rate to date and clarity of seismic. And there's 500 odd kilometers of seismic being shot over the area, and again, high quality, high definition seismic, again, would cost millions to redo today. What's really attracted us, though, is because it's already what they call an exploitation permit, future discoveries can be easily tied in terms of permitting, et cetera, at low capital cost to get this thing up. They've already spent, €10 million building this power station. There's some pictures on our website today. People can have a look at it. It's a quality, solid, well-maintained asset.
And what can you tell investors about activity in the area near the asset?
Oh, well, that's a key question, and it's always one that we're conscious of when entering into a new area. Spain isn't a big hydrocarbon country, but one of the its key hydrocarbon provinces is where this power station and block is. It's the Guadiana River Basin. And I suppose the question maybe out there was, well, can these guys push the asset forward? Well, we've taken great comfort on that when a Spanish small independent called Oil and Gas Capital have got various wells permitted in the blocks next door, and we'll be starting a fieldwork 3-well campaign, I think, in January. So there is obviously been a lot of historic activity, and now the small independents are taking the area to the next stage.
And what details can you share with the audience about the terms of the deal?
Yeah, as announced, Tarbar is buying this for €750,000. Our partners, Warrego, are stumping up the cash to make the payment in a month's time. We have arranged that, well, we can elect what percentage of the project we want, up to 49.9%. We firmly believe that, if we could, we'd have 100% of it. So we are, having done that side of the transaction, it is then working forward, I suppose, on the rest of it, which is perfectly blunt, financing our share. It's not a huge amount. As listeners can imagine, we're looking at a number of options internally and externally to finance our portion of it.
And Edward, what can you tell investors about your vision for the asset?
Well, today we have the building blocks for a project that can generate lots of cash for its shareholders. What we would like to do is first take control of it. We will inherit some operational staff, continue to produce from the 3 producing wells that are there today. There's potential for a couple of easy workovers on a couple of the wells that aren't producing today. But first stage after that would be to get this thing fully utilized. It's being used about 22% of its potential. We could produce longer per day. We could produce more days per week. We could tie in other gas supplies into the project. So first, get the asset. Secondly, getting fully utilized. Thirdly, by drilling up these other prospects, if we can't consume the gas ourselves, we can sell the gas through the national pipeline. So we've got a fully functioning oil and gas project there.
Right. And as always, Edward, could you give investors 3 reasons why they should add PXOG to their watch list?
Yeah. We've historically talked about prospects being, a diversified portfolio. We've added some diversification again to that today with another producing asset that has got, huge optional value in it. We believe that the portfolio has a huge embedded value, with our project in Italy and Romania as well. In 2020, will be a year of plenty of news flow from prospects, with Italy progressing and obviously, you know, activity in Spain.
Edward, thank you very much for taking the time to come in today and talk to us.
It's a pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
Joining us on the podcast today, I have Francesco Gardin, who's the CEO and chairman of Clear Leisure, ticker is CLP. Thank you very much for coming on today.
Thank you for inviting.
Very quickly for investors, could you tell us what the company is about and very quickly introduce what you do there?
Yeah, I mean, the company was originally an investment company, AIM-listed, which then moved to more to real estate and leisure investment. And then since I got back on the board in July 2015, we have tried to address some of the legal issue linked with some of the investments. And now finally, with today's announcement, we are back full speed to technology investments.
Right. And today's announcement, you've announced some fundraisers into a new company, GeoSim, where you already have a 4.53% stake. Could you take us through some of this, the news today?
Oh, yeah. This is a very clear strategy that we've been elaborated over the last 6 months. And so, I mean, behind this announcement, there is a significant amount of work done. And basically, we set the stage for creating two opportunities, which we believe are major opportunities, by investing in a crowdfunding platform in Italy, which was just launched last week, where we hold 20%. And we will be using this crowdfunding platform not only to generate revenues for our company, where we have fees for introducing companies and from introducing investors, but most importantly, because we will basically create companies or identify opportunities where we will use the platform to raise money and to basically become shareholders of these opportunities. So today is a typical example where we have a position, a stake in a company which has a worldwide recognized technology for 3D mapping of urban areas, which basically allows companies to develop the so-called digital twins, which are basically replicas to the details of 1 centimeter of resolution of real cities. This technology has been applied to Vancouver, has been applied to one of the largest airports in the world, based in Asia, has been applied to LA downtown. And given our presence both in Milan and London, where we live and work in Milan, where, I mean, we still have interests and we regularly go back and have a relationship with the administration and the major players there, we have decided to launch, using this technology, 2 projects which will have 2 separate companies. One will be for the development of virtual Milan and one for the development of virtual London.
Right. And so you're hoping to raise 500,000 euros for each company, one for Milan and London. Do you anticipate both of these companies to raise the same amount of interest?
I think that for different reasons, Milan and London are among the most vibrant cities in Europe. And we have basically split the project into 2 separate companies because there may be investors who are more keen to invest in Milan, investors more keen to invest in a more international reality like London. And with this initial 500 that we hope to raise through crowdfunding, we'll start the data acquisition, which is by airborne pictures and ground level scanners and high resolution cameras for both cities, and develop the first square kilometer of 3D high resolution square kilometer of each city. And from that, we will then go on. The the time expected to get to that point, data acquisition and development of high resolution small portion of 1 square kilometer of each city is around between 5 and 6 months. Once we've done that, then we will raise the additional fund, which will be a total of 2 million for Milan and a total of 5 million for London. And then we will deploy the full project, which is 40 square kilometers for Milan and 100 square kilometers for London. And hopefully we, as Clear Leisure, we would like to retain control of both entities.
Amazing. And you've mentioned associated revenue potential for each of these digital twin cities. Could you elaborate a little bit more on how this would work?
I mean, once you have a digital twin of this level of resolution, you actually are in a position where you have a content which is so unique and so difficult to tell the difference between the model and the reality, that opens you unlimited potential applications from real estate, where this technology allows you also to develop indoors model, like a cathedral, like a house, flats. And so for real estate, is a great new way to present to potential buyers flats and houses, because you can actually walk around the inside. But most important, there are already technologies which can allow you to do this, but more important, you can what's outside the window. And that's really what you will be seeing if you are outside the window. You know how important it is to locate your potential property within a context where you can assess actually what the neighbor look was like. So this is one application. Other application, of course, are trainings and the police force. They can walk around the city with special VR platform, which gives you unlimited ability to walk around by basically staying the same place. It's a brand new technology. Video games, you can build video games from a real digital model, which is indistinguishable from the real buildings, the real streets. Security, control of emergency, training of fire brigades in situation where there is a need of that intervention. They can assess the distance to the level of details of centimeters. Councils, they can merge the existing geographic information system with pipes, with all the infrastructure of the city, into a real 3D model of the look of the city, so that you can, you know, exactly when you are on a street where the pipe is, and you see what's on the pipe at the street level, and you can plan your intervention. So, I mean, once you have this level of detail of a city, the number of applications are unlimited.
Right. And so you've already completed a digital twin in Vancouver.
In Vancouver. Yeah, sure.
What business has come from that? What can you tell us about that?
Oh, yeah. I mean, this is still a preliminary stage. There is a foundation involved, which was basically providing the funds, with some limitation on the commercial use of it. However, they have already, for example, for the planning permission, they had already a large construction company who got their planning permission approved by basically adding to the digital twin of Vancouver their 3D models of the building to be built, and that allowed the planning permission commission to grant the permission. There are already shops who would basically pay fees to have access from the virtual street into the virtual shops. So, I mean, they just starting the commercialization of this model in Vancouver, and we're looking very closely to whichever business model they identify in order to replicate it in Milan and London.
Amazing. So what other activities going on at Clear Leisure? What can you tell us?
Basically, we have completed one phase, which started when we joined the board in July 2015. We completed a few months ago before summer, around summer, by basically confining all the litigations for the claims, which are worth potentially up to 10 million to the company, to one separate entity, 100% controlled by us. Is a UK entity called Clear Leisure 2017. And basically now it's a job for the lawyers. And we are now more free to focus our energies on the development of investments in the technology sector, which is what we're doing right now.
Amazing. And so already these two companies, the crowdfunding company in Italy and the digital twin company, you have stakes in both, and they're both sort of doing business with each other, and you're both benefiting.
Yeah, we're trying to, to exploit all potential synergies within the group. So, why would we go to do crowdfunding with another platform when we have one in house?
Right.
To us, is the most natural way to create synergies, and of course, we keep looking at interesting and unique opportunities. We look at an average of 4, 5, 6 companies a month where we decide whether to start due diligence or not. We are now super active in the investment sector for technology, and of course, given our background in artificial intelligence, we are looking also at advanced AI companies, which we are assessing all the time.
Amazing. And do you have any sort of outlook for investors for 2020 in terms of activity?
The Virtual Milan and Virtual London are substantial projects which will keep us very busy. We are in the process, of course, of selecting the CEOs and staff for these projects. We are identifying, and that will be one of the key activities in 2020, companies to take to the crowdfunding platform, companies where, as a result of the fees that we receive, we could swap fees into equity. So just by introducing these companies, introducing investors, we become shareholders of these companies at the crowdfunding stage. Which means enlarging our portfolio without asking our investor to put more money in the company and to dilute them. So I think this is a perfect formula, if we can manage to make it work, where we grow and we don't dilute our investors.
Amazing. Well, speaking of investors, as always, we ask companies on the show to give us 3 reasons why they should add the company to their watch list. Could you give us 3 reasons?
Oh, yeah. One reason is the potential of this digital twins project, because, once we achieve our initial goal of raising funds of this company, that proves that we could replicate this approach to many other interesting cities in Europe. So this is basically, I don't want to minimize by using these terms the scope of the project, but it's kind of a proof of concept. If it works for the 2 cities, then potentially we can create ends companies, one dedicated to Paris, to Madrid, to Berlin. The potential here in terms of the value of our assets can become really, really, really impressive. The other thing is the outcome of litigation. We are I wouldn't say confident, because I don't want to create false expectations, but these litigations are very solid legally, and at some point we expect that the other parties will approach us to try to settle. So this will be a significant injection of cash into the company. So this is the second reason. And the third reason is the strategy of the crowdfunding platform, where basically we use it as a booster to our portfolio, where we increase the assets of our portfolio at no cost for our shareholders.
Amazing. Well, Francesco, thank you very much for coming on the podcast today. Hopefully speak in the not too distant future.
Thank you very much.
Cheers. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite.
And as always, the five most followed companies on Vox Markets today are, starting with number five, DevClever, ticker DEV. And number four is Way Education, ticker WEY. And number three is Touchstone Exploration, ticker is TXP. And at number two, the second most followed company is Pembridge Resources, ticker PERE. And the most followed company on Vox Markets today is Reneuron Group, ticker RENE. And the five most liked RNSs today on Vox Markets are, starting with number five, Ariana Resources, ticker AAU, where they've got drilling results of Arzu South. And number four is Petra Diamonds, where they're appointed a non-exec chairman. The ticker is PDL. At number three is Ascent Resources, where they've provided a corporate update. The ticker is AST. At number two, Bluebird Merchant Ventures. The ticker is BNV. They've got their Kochang permit approval. And the most liked RNS today on Vox Markets comes from Hummingbird Resources, where they've got updated reserves for the Yan Folila gold mine, ticker HUM.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
At Ability Chiropractic, they do things differently. They believe lasting health starts with understanding how your body truly works, not masking pain with quick fixes. Their doctors take time to educate and empower you to take control of your wellness journey. Through gentle, customized adjustments, they help you restore proper function and unlock your body's natural healing power. That's why Columbus families have trusted Ability Chiropractic since 2012. See the difference for yourself. Book your appointment today at abilitychiro.com.
Coda salutes those who served. Veterans ride free Tuesday, November 11th. And every other day of the year, our veterans and active duty military personnel get a 50% discount on all fares. It's all part of Coda's ongoing commitment to show appreciation for your selfless service. To ride at no cost on fixed routes, tell your bus operator that you're a veteran or use code VET2025 in the app to use Coda Plus. Veterans ride free on Tuesday, November 11th for Veterans Day. Veterans get a 50% discount every day on Coda. Plan your ride and learn more at coda.com/trip planner.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. You need the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. If you want candidates who truly match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. With Indeed Sponsored Jobs, your post stands out to quality candidates who actually fit the role. According to Indeed data, 90% are more likely to be hired and trusted by 1.6 million companies. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results. Now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help your job get the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/podcast13. Just go to Indeed.com/podcast13 right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/podcast13. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.